Welcome to TorCast, everyone. You can stop there.
That was it.
There's more.
I don't know it.
Do the whole thing. Spill it out.
On a drive you home.
You got it.
Get it. Boom. TorCast. You've been on the show 100 weeks. Boom. Get it.
I don't know.
Hit.
I don't know.
Come on, Jay.
I don't know.
This is TorCast, sponsored by American Classic Bar and Grill. American Classic Bar and Grill, located in the Gateway Plaza near the Martins, right off Route 7. American Classic Bar and Grill. Go in on Sundays. Get your 60-cent jumbo wings. Have them boneless or traditional. 60 cents for the jumbo wings there.
Oh, those are big wings.
Some would say jumbo. Also, sliders. Three sliders for $5.49. Sliders consist of hamburger, cheeseburger, steak and cheese, or pulled pork. You get to mix and match. Have it your way. It is $5.49. Cheapest sliders there are. Have it your way is a different slogan. But the American Classic Bar and Grill slogan, good friends, good food, good times. You'll love it there. We're there all the time. We eat there a lot. You should check it out. Recommend it highly. Again, in the Martins, Gateway Plaza. Not in the Martins. In the Gateway Plaza near the Martins, off Route 7. You guys gonna fight over Sour Patch Kids?
I ain't fighting.
Right. Just give him one.
I'm surprised Shane didn't karate chop your hand there.
I've been pissed.
This week on TorCast, I'm joined by Ethan, Shane, and Anthony.
What's up?
And here as always.
Hey!
Welcome to 2017.
Yeah. New year, new us.
Yes.
Ain't a fucking thing has changed about me. Nothing.
Nothing about me yet.
Why'd you say us then? What's changed about Anthony? What's changed about you? You sick?
I'm coming off of being sick.
That's why it's going to sound a little under
the weather. It's about 4 months.
No,
it seems like.
It's about a month.
Huh?
Was it me? Amber is sitting in the background. Just making sure everything runs. You want to check the levels? They look good.
She don't look like she want to check a damn thing.
No. I'll Snapchat you a picture. From over here. Of the levels. All right, let's get into sports news. You guys have any sports news before I get into my stuff?
Orioles.
What was that?
The Orioles.
Yes.
Traded Yovani Gallardo today.
Okay.
To the Mariners for outfielder Seth Smith.
Ray. Baseball.
Freed up money for Manny. Machado, yeah. Exactly. $400 million contract.
I don't think people like it when we talk baseball in here.
Of course.
Never anything comes up with baseball.
I mean, not for me, because I don't watch it. So, that's you guys.
Yeah. I like it.
I do too.
That's important to me.
It is.
I try so hard.
Would you like to talk about the national championship first? Or the NFL playoffs first?
Let's get the college out of the way quick.
Out of the way. Who's got the winner?
Clemson.
Who's winning?
Yep.
Clemson. Anthony.
Clemson.
I'm saying Clemson also. Because I want it to fucking happen.
We're
all going to be wrong. Unanimously wrong.
100%.
I'm tired of fucking Alabama winning year after
new
year.
New shit. After
year. Like I said earlier, it's not going to stop them from winning at all. They're just going to win next year.
And year probably.
That, they're going to be in the same position all the time. Shit doesn't matter. None of this matters. Mm-mm. Alabama's league.
You don't think it'll fuck up they got rid of their offensive coordinator?
No.
I think their offense is going to be better.
He's been checked out for weeks.
What's the other guy? What's the guy's
Sarkeesian?
Name? Thank you.
Come on, Dan Patrick's probably told you this for a week and a half.
I know. Actually, you know what? I don't watch him much anymore.
What? You and Dan Patrick had a falling out?
Yeah, a little bit. You know.
What were you saying?
Shit happens.
Poor Dan.
No, I didn't know if you guys thought that would make or break him, which it shouldn't.
Saban said he's got a better relationship with him anyway, with the players. Lane Kiffin's been checked out for weeks, showing up late to meetings, staying late. He was late to media day. Like, he's not into it. So when he goes to FAU, why did he go to FAU?
Because it was a head job and that's the only school given to him.
Really? No one else wanted to do that Lane Kiffin stuff?
Nope.
All right. Fair enough. So, I don't think it'll matter.
No.
See you, Lane Kiffin. I'm sure they will miss you.
I doubt it.
Moving on.
Don't never know.
Good luck, Clemson. NFL playoff preview. Let's do it. Where you want to start? AFC, NFC?
AFC.
AFC. Let's see.
Game one. Osweiler and the Texans.
Uh-huh.
Home to Connor
Cook. Cook and the Raiders.
In the Raiders.
Good old Connor Cook.
4:15 tomorrow, I believe.
Poor fucking Raiders.
Yeah, do you feel bad for Oakland?
Yes. Yeah. Every morning.
I do.
Every morning Derek, when I make my coffee.
Derek Carr said to his dad, it's going to be a hard one to watch.
That would suck. Because more likely, Derek Carr is probably the MVP.
His brother thinks that every time he watches his brother play.
Yeah. How you get to stand up so long? I think thing. Okay, we're good.
We both froze
up. Amber, come check these levels.
Both froze up. Got scared.
Honestly, I think Oakland somehow finds a way to win.
I don't.
Are the Texans?
Yes.
I think they don't at all.
Because I think Osweiler is going to screw up enough to give the game to the Raiders.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to let him too much.
Are you going to run the ball 3 times and punt?
Yeah.
And pray to God Cook throws a pick 6?
Yeah.
I think it is a 13-10 game.
Raiders that would win. Not surprise me.
Raiders win by a 50-some-yard Sebastian Janikowski field goal.
Sea bass.
What if Cook comes out and plays really well?
Yeah.
There's no quarterback controversy. Derek Carr is the starter. Yeah.
What if he does play fucking well?
Though? I was going to say, it could happen.
You never know.
Derek Carr is the starting quarterback in Oakland.
Remember when Drew Bledsoe was
Did
playing?
You see his first play when he immediately came into the game?
Nope.
He threw a pick.
Yeah. He got lit up.
There's a reason he was the third string quarterback on the depth chart, and David. God.
What if he's
a David Duchovny? What?
Nah, belched.
What? I mean, I'm just saying. You don't know what's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Moving on. Dolphins and Steelers.
I know who's going to win. If, I don't want them to fucking win.
If there's any hope or more hope of New England not getting out of the AFC, Pittsburgh has to win this game.
Pittsburgh's going to win that game.
Why?
Not necessarily.
They'll win that game.
Not necessarily.
Miami's been playing well.
Miami's been playing real well. Miami's defense.
But I'm going to take Big Ben at home.
I don't think it's going to matter. It's going to matter.
Yeah. Miami's defense is still good.
You got Ben at home. He's best at home.
He's playing against Matt Moore.
Right.
Fuckers.
Our family is posting how we need to have sex on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's happening.
I don't think I picked you up. What'd you say, Amber?
No.
We can't say that?
No.
The levels are just fine. Thanks for checking in. Steelers win.
Yeah. I just don't.
It's going to be hard to keep up.
I think they're going to play catch-up. Miami.
Right, yeah.
Miami's going to play catch-up the entire time. They're not going to be able to give the ball to Jay Ajayi.
Right.
I don't believe that at all.
No.
Pittsburgh's going to get him down. They're going to make Matt Moore have to throw the ball. He's going to throw interceptions. It's going to be the end of it.
Any disagreements there?
No.
Anthony.
Pittsburgh's going
to
win.
No. Yeah, Pittsburgh's going to win, though.
Okay. Let's move on to NFC. Detroit Lions, Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle's got to win because that's who I have winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. But boom. Yeah.
Bold prediction.
That's my pick.
That's all we are here.
Yeah. Who wins?
Seattle.
Gage?
I'm taking Detroit.
I would love to see Detroit win.
Me too.
Taking Detroit.
Because Seattle has played like shit pretty much all year.
This is the...
Do it.
Nah, I can't.
Do it.
I can't. Because that just... I don't know. I don't see it happening. It doesn't make sense.
It is. They are due for someone to go up there and beat them. This also helps the Cowboys because we'd have to play the Lions at home.
Seattle's due for somebody to beat them?
Seattle also hasn't been playing that well.
No.
Offensively, Seattle's not very good. Detroit's gonna score. They're going to put up points.
Seattle can't run it.
Neither can Detroit.
Zach Zenner!
Yeah.
All day. That's all they got. Mm. That's all they've got. I just don't see it. I don't. I'd like to see Detroit win.
As a fan, I want to see
Detroit. Hence why Matt Stafford damn near throws the ball 60 fucking times.
I want to see Detroit win, but as a realist, I mean, Seattle's probably going to win.
As a Cowboys fan, if Seattle wins this game, are you afraid of your impending
matchup? I'm glad you said that. I got another thing.
With either fucking Green Bay or Seattle?
Green Bay, yes. Yeah. New York, no.
You're not worried about New York?
No.
I would be.
I'm not.
But you're worried about Green Bay?
Yes.
Would you be worried about Detroit?
No.
Are you worried about the Falcons? Really?
Offensively,
that gets a sign?
No, that doesn't get us high. Fuck no, yeah. Oh, worried. I am.
Fucking say so. They offense is many points as great as Sean Turner.
That offense is fucking lightning.
And of course, you know, we planted dumb too, so they don't have to go outside.
Yeah, so they're like, we're using this shit. Give it to us.
Yeah, 70 degrees, ambient light.
Awesome.
Is it fucking ambient light? Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
Do we say
fake light?
I can't play it back.
Sleeping pill, man.
Okay. So let's talk about the Packers and Giants. I think the Packers win.
Nope.
Think Giants win?
Yup. Eli has yet to lose at Lambeau in the playoffs.
Doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
That's history. That ain't now.
Aaron Rodgers. I wish everybody stopped saying about.
Isn't that the same thing about number one defenses not losing in the playoffs ever either?
Aaron Rodgers made a statement and that's said, "I'm not right losing now. A game after they lost five straight, and he hasn't lost yet, and he does not.
He's
plan
about to
on
fall flat on his face. Eli's going to go to Green Bay and beat them.
Nope.
To get a rematch.
I do not think he's going to do that. I don't know. That's
why?
So fucking hard.
All his receivers are high on Adderall and they're full of dope.
Who?
Eli's?
Yeah.
So?
What the fuck are you talking about?
After the little party barge New Year's Eve?
I'm so sick of hearing about that shit. See, let the goddamn guys have a fucking day off and get off their nuts.
Did you see what Eli said about that?
I thought the same thing. You don't need to wear jeans and fucking Tims on a boat.
He was like,
pack appropriately.
He was like, I saw the picture. It didn't look like they packed accordingly. Now I'm wearing t-shirts.
He said he was disappointed. Yeah. He was like, you know, I'm pretty disappointed that the guys didn't pack the right stuff. They didn't have the right clothes for where they were going. And then I like how he took that one. That was pretty good.
He's really good with the media. There was I don't know if it was earlier this season.
Not as good as Justin Tucker.
It's true. Someone asked him, they're like, do the Vikings have your number? And he was like, I can't think of any Viking who's got my phone number. I might have some of theirs. I don't think any personally, well, this one guy he played for the Giants, he might have my number. I don't think so.
That is, God, if I play football, that's exactly how to respond to
Eli's
that.
Good.
He is.
So then Packers win.
Yep, same.
Yep.
Giants. The only thing that gets me is the Packers defense. Pass D.
Okay.
Just not that fucking great. Because everyone's hurt.
Everyone is hurt. Anything else? Playoffs for the wild card weekend.
Nope.
Feel good about your picks?
Yeah.
Feel good about the winners?
Do.
Okay. Upsets.
I'm on sportsnation.com and they don't use a single official logo on this website. These are all just made. Like, these aren't real.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Like, that's the Atlanta Hawks logo.
All right, so if any of you play fantasy football, you know the little logos that they give you? It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
It's what we got.
Yeah, just that.
There's just color.
It looks dumb. Moving on. Any other sports news? Until I get into fan questions. Nothing.
I got nothing.
Last chance. Someone do a tongue twister real quick.
Damn, this is too fast. It's too fast! I can't think like
Damn,
that.
I was really hoping to get one.
I can't think like that.
Here we go. Question from Devin. Thanks for listening, Devin. Thanks for submitting questions almost every week. These are questions from last week that didn't get answered on this one. You might hear a familiar name. Might be yours.
Hey! Yeah.
Question from Devin. What one thing would you let the NFL change for next year? Or what would you change at the NFL next year? I couldn't pick one thing. I picked three.
What's your three?
Here's my three. Let the players celebrate after touchdowns and shit. Let that make that charity cleat event a year long. And just for fun, in the fourth quarter, replace the football with a frisbee. Boom. There's your NFL for next year. There it is. National Frisbee League in the fourth quarter.
You weren't expecting that third one. But that would definitely change shit.
That would be a whole different game. What you got?
I want to see him catch that pass.
I want to see...
Oh fuck!
Let them have their own fucking cleats.
Yeah,
in every other professional sport, you have your own baseball cleat, basketball shoe,
and you're allowed to celebrate too.
But let football players get shoe endorsement deals.
Shortsmans?
Yeah.
Shortsmans. Shortsmans. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, get the shortsmans.
Well, I mean, I can't see. I don't know what the fuck they're wearing unless they zoom in on it. So what do I care?
Well, yeah, you only hear about it because it's a problem.
Right.
Right.
If it wasn't that big of a deal, it probably wouldn't matter.
And I miss when they score a touchdown and then Pull a phone. Pull a phone out, or
that was Joe Horn.
I know. I didn't mean it was Ocho, but just it, that in general, I miss it. But then they, I've heard a bunch of arguments where it's like, well, we don't want the kids to do that. Well, how many other sports do kids do? Exactly what Amber said in the background. Just she says, teach the kids.
You want to come check these levels?
Check the levels.
Send them to school.
Levels are still good. Are you?
I was talking with my cousin one day, and
it was like cauliflower
during football season, and his buddy is a little league coach.
Yeah,
and they said the hardest thing right now is to get kids to not do this, to not try to catch one handed, because that's all Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham Jr. That's all they want to do. He goes, it is so hard to get a 10-year-old kid now, two hands, instead of just throw it up here, I'll catch it. No, your hand is a third of the size of theirs. No, you won't.
Sure. Right.
And that's what they're coming out with the celebration. They don't want a kid in high school doing the stupid shit they see Antonio Brown or Odell Beckham Jr. doing on TV.
It's not working. You see kids in high school, in basketball. Did you see that clip of the basketball player who shot a half-court shot in front of that kid's face? He walked up to half court. It's one of the best basketball schools in the country. It's the best. He walked up to half court, dribbled the ball, points at the other point guard on the other team. You know, stand right here. And then when the kid gets closer, he just shoots a half court shot and makes it. Just walks back like it's nothing. Like these kids don't care.
Yeah,
they're gonna celebrate. People are gonna celebrate. It's a sport.
Yeah, you're supposed to have fun.
We have fun watching it. I want to see them having fun. I don't want to see the Twitter blast, the ESPN news coming through, like, everyone was fined again for having fun, or this person's complaining about this.
No fun league.
I just want to see people have fun. That's why I watch it, because it's fun. I don't want to see people upset because their company or their boss is keeping them down. Anthony, what would you change?
With football?
Yeah, NFL.
Virtually the same things right now.
The Frisbee thing?
Oh.
Not the Frisbee thing.
I had another one.
Okay.
Get rid of Thursday night games.
Okay.
Yes, please do.
Trash them. Yeah, you want to know why? I saw this. Came up on the phone a couple days ago.
Okay.
Viewers were down 1.8 million
a game
or something. It was 8% or so from last year. Get rid of the goddamn Thursday night games. You don't need them.
Right.
The only people that care about Thursday night games are the two teams that those people are rooting for. Sure. That's it. They're all divisional. It doesn't matter.
It burnt me
to everybody
fantasy,
else.
Because that's whole. I just forgot.
Yeah, and you have players complaining. We don't have enough time to get prep right. We're tired from. You cannot expect somebody to play a game on the West Coast on a Sunday and then fly to the East Coast or something on a Thursday.
Yeah, that was my biggest thing. For
that's ridiculous.
The short turnaround from the week before and then the long turnaround from the week after. It just doesn't make sense for me.
There were a couple times they played on Monday and recently had to play on Thursday.
Yeah. That's what I was about to ask you all. What did the Cowboys do? Didn't they play three games in like 11 days or something this year?
They had Thursday, Sunday night. Last three games of the year, or three of the last four, was Thursday night against Minnesota.
Didn't they play Saturday? Did they play a Saturday night game at the end?
No.
It was Thursday night against Minnesota. Then it was Thursday,
it was Saturday, because all the games were on Saturday, so they had to play that one on Saturday night.
Before it was
Christmas Eve.
Sunday night against shit. Who was the game before Detroit?
Tampa.
Yeah, Sunday night against Tampa, and then turn around Monday night against fucking Detroit.
They're stupid.
And then closed it at 1 o'clock.
That's
game
dumb. Before. You're gonna get somebody hurt that way.
That's exactly how it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're messing with people's sleep patterns, or these guys used to. Okay, we're kicking it noon local time because the Texans be an hour behind. All right, we'll get to the stadium about 8. Get a little breakfast. Go out for a jog. Warm up. Get dressed. Back.
A jog.
Mm-hmm. The hell's a jog?
It's a jog.
Anything else you want to change about the NFL?
Fire Roger Goodell.
Why?
Because he makes too much money.
That's not a reason to fire.
I was going to say that.
Because he sucks.
Why?
No one likes Roger Goodell. Why? Are you defending Roger Goodell?
Kind of.
You're defending the No Fun League. Because it became the No Fun League under his watch.
You're going to make the league
was fun. It really his watch? I doubt it's his watch.
Not him alone.
Right, but
right.
Who has final say?
The commissioner.
The man who makes $50 million a fucking year.
True.
Another change. During your bye week, you have that 7 days to use as much steroids as you want. That's it. Move on.
Jesus Christ.
Make no, both, actually, make you know what? Legal. The bye week thing is kind of ridiculous, too.
A little you want to do away with bye weeks?
No, I don't want to do away with bye weeks, but what the fuck is the point of having a week 13 bye?
It fucks me in fantasy.
Exactly.
That's it.
And why? And when do they start week four?
Week four.
Why? No, week five. Four or well, five. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? Just let them all have the exact same time off. Just say
this: the whole league shut down. There's no football.
Yeah.
They're not gonna do that.
But what difference does it make?
They're not gonna do that.
I know they won't. But say, all right, here's your week off. Here you go.
Recoup, so basically, play. Come back next week. Play eight games. Take a week. Play eight more games.
Yeah, you'd have to drag it out longer.
I'd rather them get all their bye weeks done between weeks 6 and 10.
Well, yeah.
Middle of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on. This question was submitted from Ethan. This guy, actually right next to us. Ethan said,
thanks for submitting, Ethan.
Last week, where are the bigger NFL free agents going next year?
Who's going to be the biggest free agent?
So I have a list here. I have a list of a few guys.
Alshon.
And if you've got anywhere, because I was going through this list that I pulled. I see a lot of people staying put.
Oh, we talked about this last week.
So I'll just run through some of these. If you got a way in, let me know. Kirk Cousins.
DC.
Washington.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
He's staying.
Does
he get tagged or a long-term deal?
He gets tagged. Does he get tagged?
God damn, that's a lot of money.
Have you met them?
He gets Macklemore.
They do.
And he's taking his wife thrift shopping after he gets tagged.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Don't pop him off.
Jokes. Alshon Jeffrey.
I don't think he stays in Chicago. They were going to win a Super Bowl. I don't think.
I had originally thought he stays in Chicago. However, came up with another spot for him to go. Tennessee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Because hopefully Andre Johnson retires.
He plays for Indy.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. You're still right.
What? Does he?
Yeah.
Where the fuck have I been all year?
Does he play? I think he plays for Tennessee.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
Because isn't that the team we had to look up when we were doing the Marcus Colson bet? I think it's Tennessee.
Look it up.
I thought I was right on that.
Yeah, look it up.
Look at Andre Johnson.
But Alshon Jeffrey ends up in Buffalo.
Okay.
Buffalo?
Buffalo.
With Sammy?
Mm-hmm. Eric Berry.
Eric Berry won't stay.
I had originally thought he does stay. And then I found another location for him to go to. New Orleans.
They need him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how any of their contracts run.
Well, too much dead money wrapped up in Drew Brees. So it might be hard to sign anybody. But
what if a Super Bowl contender safety decides he doesn't want to play anymore?
Earl Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
There he goes to Seattle. Whatever. Give him the money. Showing money.
Oh, I don't think he goes to Seattle.
What about New England?
He can go to New England. It's not like New England signed a high profile.
Fuck New England. Like just saying.
New Orleans could probably give him the most money.
Yep. 2016, he was with Tennessee.
Man.
Oh! Andy was last year.
Thought I was right.
Yeah, even one of those Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah. Just the blue. That's what I had.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Stays in New York.
Yeah.
Stays in New York. If I thought he goes anywhere else, it's Detroit. Detroit Lions.
Hmm.
I can see with the star on his helmet.
Pierre Garçon. Now, this is one I thought, probably Washington, I don't think anyone else would take a chance on him.
He stays put because, you know, me and you talked about this Sunday, because DeSean Jackson goes back to Philly.
I think he stays put because who else they got? Unless they go get Jeffrey.
Unless they get Jeffrey.
Jordan Hurt-Ass Reed is about the only thing.
Actually, Vernon Davis is probably their best receiver.
I also thought Garçon could go to Buffalo. So that gets rid of Alshon Jeffrey and Buffalo for me.
So I could see that. Watkins being the big play and Garçon being the possession.
Yeah.
He could flourish in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Just like he did 2 years ago in D.C.
Who's going to throw him the fucking ball, man?
It's another question we have later on here.
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor.
Well, I was going to say Terrell Pryor's next on the list.
He stays in Cleveland.
Stays in Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland's not going to get rid of him.
Stays in Cleveland.
Not they better Jesus not.
Well, he's the best thing they have.
Well, he's the only thing they have.
That's not true. They have Lyle Collins.
That's true.
And he's due for a big payday.
Yeah.
They can't keep both.
Who?
Lyle Collins? Isn't he a linebacker? Defensive player?
Yeah, but they want to trade Joe Thomas, too, so.
All right, that doesn't give him money.
Pryor plays quarterback, wide receiver, and running back.
Yeah. He won't do that
for not the end of the year. He didn't.
He did it once.
Yeah.
They don't have anything else. They got.
He was having like five receptions for 50 or 60 some yards there at the end.
And look, he was playing quarterback.
You ain't lying.
Easy one, Le'Veon Bell.
I would laugh.
I don't think
so hard.
You don't think he's in Pittsburgh? They pay it. I think they do, absolutely.
I think they
you
tried
don't
to.
Think
I think they
that
tried to, but I think somebody else paid more.
There's not a fucking chance. They're not going to let
all
him
all around,
go.
Le'Veon Bell is the best back in football. There is no back all around. Catching, running, then Le'Veon Bell.
I was going to say David Johnson. I don't know.
You give me Bell. You can have Johnson.
Okay, I'll gladly take Johnson.
I take David Johnson.
Okay, we're arguing 1 and 1A.
Nope.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
1 and 2.
David Johnson's a hell of a receiver, too.
I think he should listen to offers from other teams.
He might. Well, yeah, he can listen all he wants, but I just...
You, as a running back, you have to go where the money... If someone comes in to offer some more money,
but
he has to go. Pittsburgh.
D'Angelo Williams. Prove that he's not that fucking bad.
He's 34.
Same.
But, I mean, I think Bell will stay in Pittsburgh, but if he listens to other offers, someone's going to offer him more money. And as a... DeMarco Murray's prime example. As a running back, you got to take the money and run.
Literally.
Yeah.
Chandler Jones.
Where is he at?
He's in Arizona.
Right? Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
He is.
Yeah?
Cincinnati.
Yeah?
Yep. Or Green Bay.
Well, yeah, Green Bay would make sense.
Yep. We talked about this a little bit already. DeSean Jackson.
Back home.
I think everyone thinks he's going home. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Tyrod Taylor's the last one I have on here. I think he stays in Buffalo.
I do too. I think he restructures his deal.
It's so weird that they benched him at the end. But I do know why, and that was because they had to pay him more out if he got hurt.
His option became guaranteed if he got hurt.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So $44 million became guaranteed.
Right. So then it kind of makes
but
sense.
But there's no chance in hell he comes back to play quarterback for Buffalo Bills at $22 million. There's no chance in hell.
No.
Let's see.
But,
okay,
if they don't, who's the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
That's another, I mean, there's a bunch of retirements I've been wondering about, too. Like Brandon Marshall. You think he'll keep playing?
I do.
It wouldn't surprise me if he hung it up.
Should the Jets trade it?
Should they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They should blow up the whole team.
I think they should too.
But too much money wrapped up in things they don't need.
I think they should trade him to get, you know, a secondary.
Our front office.
Are the Chargers going to L.A.?
No.
Yes, because they fired their head coach.
Saying no.
We were sitting right there.
I was going to say, we just talked about this.
If they fire their coach, it's a high probability they're going to Los Angeles.
What happened immediately
hour
after
later,
they lost that game?
Oh, Chargers fire head
fired
coach.
Fired his ass.
I remember.
What?
I remember. Anything else sports news before I get into the rest of the fan questions? Those are the sports fan questions.
No. Pretty football centric. College basketball's in full swing, but conference play just started.
Yep.
Krzyzewski's out for a month.
Back problems.
Grayson Allen.
Grayson Allen's back. The day after we talked.
I hate that son of a bitch. I don't even watch that much college basketball. I can't even look at that kid.
That notification came to my phone the day after we talked about it and said Grayson Allen would start, and I like threw my phone back in my pocket.
Yeah.
0-1.
But I think he did it because he's leaving and he wanted the whole he finally had his whole team together to see what they could do with him running the show with Allen back. If Krzyzewski wouldn't have been going out for back surgery, Allen would have probably sat 3 games.
Probably.
They didn't fucking need him against Georgia Tech. Jesus Christ.
No. Any other sports news?
No.
Moving on. Question for Mike.
What's up, Mike?
We actually have 3 questions for Mike.
I'm not surprised.
Your brother-in-law, Mike?
No, not that Mike.
No. Here we go. First question for Mike. And these are all bullshit.
Yo, I know.
Why do we sterilize needles for lethal injections?
Hey, fuck you, Mike.
I know the answer if you guys wanted to give me something else, though.
So they don't die of disease?
So that's it, basically. So if you hit someone, because it's a trip, you hit them with a needle, and then they get a stay of execution during that time, pull the needle out. If the needle's dirty and he dies of execution, you get a wrongful death, you know, lawsuit on your hands. Don't want that. So they sterilize the needle. They also alcohol swab the guy. Do you know why? Because veins show up better when you alcohol swab that spot.
Right.
Boom. Fuck you, Mike.
Thanks.
Second one for Mike. Why is it called a drive-thru when you have to stop?
Mike.
Here's the thing I wrote down. Verbatim. This is exactly what I wrote. Because fuck you, life is about making people wait and inconveniencing others.
Yeah.
That's why. That's sure. why you stop.
Because people are too lazy to get out of their car.
It's also
cold. They just want to sit in there. Yeah.
This dude's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
Wow. Oh my God. Just give
him more time. Last time. Item for Mike. Why is an alarm clock going off when it's turning on? Got an answer for him? Because I do.
Did you have at it, man.
No.
Huh? I said, have at it, man.
Alarm clocks are always on, actually. Dumbass. They're always on. They're not off. Or going
That's true.
On. They're always on. So when, think of it like a bomb. You know, it ticks down. When the countdown's done, it goes off. There's your alarm. There you go.
Yeah, it's true.
Compared to waking up in the morning. So
well, so, yeah. For me, it's the same. It's alarm the same. Clock bomb.
Last fan question. This one's from David. This one just came in today. New year, new fear. What's your biggest fear right now?
Nothing.
You got any irrational fears? We talked about this.
Yes, dark. A while ago. Dark.
Just the dark?
Yeah, absolutely. I hate the dark. I turn on all the lights for everything. If I got to go one side of the house, the other, I turn on every light to get there.
That sounds annoying as fuck.
It's not fun.
You can't see in the dark?
No.
You got no night?
I don't want to see in the dark. I don't want to try to see in the dark. Can't do it. Nope. I run. I run around the house. Lights go out. Scared. Nope.
New irrational fears?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope.
Mm-mm. I got one. I play a lot of scary games at home by myself. Yeah. And it sucks, okay? I don't know why. And even when I watch scary things, or if I know I'm about to be scared, I have to, and I'm going to show you guys, but the people at home will see it. I have to keep my hands apart because if I have them together or balled up, I'm afraid I'm going to get so scared that I break my thumbs.
I want to be there when you do break your thumb.
I really just don't want that to happen, and I don't want that to be the reason, so I can't have my hands, so I just have to have them nicely separated away from each other so I don't just like fucking lose it and break my hands.
He clinches.
Yeah. You think you can break your thumbs squeezing them like that?
Oh, no.
You think so?
Not from being scared.
But you think you can do it?
I mean, if you wanted to squeeze hard enough, you could.
Man, I could. I think I just popped those motherfuckers out.
I did. I just heard that. That hurt.
You see?
A little bit.
I don't think you're so scared.
You legitimately could, but I don't think getting scared, you'd squeeze them that hard.
Nah.
Not you.
Quick jolt.
Nah, I was just saying, not for a jump scare. You're not going to do that.
You and why you if won't. You're scared, why, I are won't. You, why are you holding your hands like this if you're scared?
I'm nervous.
You should be holding like this.
What are you going to do with that?
Your fucking thumb should be on the outside.
But I'm afraid if I'm holding like a fist and I get scared, what do you do when you're scared sometimes? You grab your head. I don't want to punch myself in the face.
I never grab my damn head.
What do you do when you're scared? What do you do when you're scared?
Not grab my fucking head.
What do you do? I don't do it. Yeah.
Jump. You're just telling me
you
don't
just
do.
Jump.
What do you do? Fuck!
Yeah.
What, so if you do this, you see this motion? If it's a fist and it's coming too much, you're hitting yourself in the jaw.
Right.
What do you mean no?
No, because I played Outlast and in the first 10 minutes I jumped like 15 times and I just went like this.
But see, you have a controller again. Right in the face. It's too much reaction. I'm all my range of motion here. I'm all over the place. You see that?
Yeah.
I'm throwing plates and shit now.
You're not going to break your thumbs.
I might. You know what? I won't because I've thought ahead. You're right. I won't break my thumbs.
He just grabs his legs.
Like if I'm streaming and I'm sitting there, my hands planted firmly on my legs. So I can't break my legs with my hands.
No,
I don't think so.
You ain't got that kind of grip.
I don't think so.
You have to differ.
Nothing. So no other irrational fears.
No.
No.
Yeah. Trump. I fear that.
I don't think that's irrational. I think we'll probably have that problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Airports. He's gonna be born on Inauguration Day.
Airports.
Yeah, I'm scared of airports now.
I've never been scared of airports. Like
that's 2 weeks, babe.
No, I said now.
How are the levels? They're good.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Good.
Do we have to call off work yet?
No.
Okay.
Damn it.
Tell me.
I don't have the money for that.
He's talking about them.
Yeah, I'm talking about us. When you go into labor.
Yeah.
That's all anybody cares about. Having a day off.
I don't care about the day off. I want to be there.
Jesus. Are you sure I can't name it?
No. Damn it. It's not Chalupa Batman.
I didn't say that. That wasn't my name for your kid.
You know what's a stupid kid name? Beverly.
Beverly?
Yeah.
I thought it was Berkeley.
Well, that's a stupid one, too.
It needs to be Alexa.
But I just thought about it because of the Berkeley thing.
You want to talk about dumb names?
I mean, we can.
We're doing it now. What's the dumbest name you've heard? On it, like a new, like you got those hippie parents out there. The
LaDasha.
LaDasha?
Dumb one. That's kind of an old answer. Is there anything new people are hearing about? Dumb names. Let me see if I can pull up a list.
Lane Johnson files complaint against league and NFL Player Association over the suspension.
Let's see.
Arbitration proceedings.
There's this place called StupidKidNames.com.
Don't name your kids after states. I don't want to fucking have to take my kid to a play day with Montana. Virginia,
yeah.
Yeah, or the dumb train song. Don't do that.
Isn't that Counting Crows?
No, that's Train, dude.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm 100% positive on that one.
Me, Virginia.
The only state that would be Virginia.
Oh, what no. To you name a kid after.
You can name your kid Texas?
Not me.
Ohio? No, Train. Sorry, I apologize.
New York?
Montana?
There's a rapper named Florida.
It's true.
He did just put a space in there, though.
Florida?
No.
You could be named Carolina.
Yeah, I have a little cousin.
Coraline. You could be named Dakota.
Uh-huh.
Montana.
I know a girl named Dakota.
So do I. You can be named Oregon.
Nevada.
Nevada.
Idaho.
Alaska? There's a few names out there.
Come here, Wyoming.
Come here. Get over here, Colorado. Or Colorado, if she's a girl. That's good comedy.
What the fuck?
You want to hear some bad names?
Yeah.
This one, spelled out S-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-Y. Pronounced celebrity. Dumb name. Can we use that one?
Assia.
Assia. Assia?
A-S-S-I-A.
Assia.
Maybe it's Asia.
What is it? Asia? You sure it's Assia?
It's Assia.
It's Assia.
That's an awful name.
Haisley.
Paisley's not bad. I like
Paisley. H-A-Y-Z-L-E-Y. Oh. Yeah, Haisley. Like hay fever.
Paisley's a cute name.
Justice.
People actually name their babies IKEA.
IKEA.
Are you looking that up?
Yeah.
Okay, me too. Here's one in here. Her name's Justice. Not so bad to start off with. Not great.
Victoria.
Spelled J-U-Z-T-C-E.
She's black.
Justice.
You think?
Not often.
Here's the next one. I'm unique.
I'm unique?
Yep, but it's spelled O-M-U-N-I-Q-U-E.
And what color is she, Shane?
Wow.
Asian.
That's not a color.
She's Asia.
Yep. Asia.
Where's some boys' names?
I fucked around with a chick named Silver once. Hated that name. I thought she was a wolf.
What'd you say, Amber?
That's a wolf name.
Stony.
Wow. That poor kid.
This kid's name is Galaxy.
Yeah.
Oh, Tinkle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here's a good one.
Are these real?
Yeah, these are real.
Oh, they're all, man. They're all documented. Fuck right those here. Parents.
This one was on the Maury Povich show. Shatanka.
It's like Tatanka.
This is unique, but it's spelled Y-O-U-N-I-Q-U-E.
Listen, if
you... How the fuck do you expect a kid to remember how to spell that?
Because it's unique, damn it.
That's actually how you should spell unique.
Honey, is your name Yannick?
Yeah, sure is.
No, it's unique, Mr. Rose.
It's Pete? Like... Pete Rose. Let him in.
Put Pete in the Hall of Fame, damn
just
it.
Just saying. Just saying.
Oh man, this kid's name is Pentagram.
Pentagram.
What?
You fucking Wiccan parents.
Jack Asta.
Harshit.
That sounds like the whole name.
What was
is
that?
Jack Asta.
Harshit. H-A-R-S-H-I-T.
I don't want shit in my name. Harshit.
This one is spelled with no vowels.
Good. I like that.
It is st.
This motherfucker just sneezed.
I'll say it again. The name is st.
Where the fuck is that
right
at?
Right here.
I want to see it.
Right here. St. Came up on a school roster. My first thought was, Were the parents trying for a sound a snake makes?
Oh my god, it's literally three S's or, with a T. Or maybe was That's it? All that was.
Nope, I was way off.
Jesus Christ, weren't you just up?
Oh shit.
I was.
Hold on, wait, it gets worse. It's spelled S-S-S-S-T.
Oh, it's four.
Yes, there's four S's. So I'm thinking it's st. It's pronounced forest.
What?
Four S-S-A-P. It's pronounced
That name is punny.
Oh my god.
That's an
joke. I hate this so much.
No, this was good.
Jamarijuana. That was easy.
This was inspired by my sister.
Send all these to her.
And her stupid Berkeley name for a girl. Which is fucking stupid. Exactly what I said. That's a name that's up in the air, is Berkeley.
Berkeley County.
Yeah, West by God. That's what I said too.
Jesus H.
Huh?
I just, the names. Oh. That forest thing threw me off for a motherfucker.
For ST. Ha! Damn it.
Someone give me a city, or state, or location. Read the Urban Dictionary Word of the Week, the first one of 2017.
Hold on. Let's really put thought into this one.
Yeah, maybe the first one a good one, so kick the year off right.
Don't go in the states, Shane, if you're thinking. Go outside the states.
You want me to go to a foreign country?
Lima.
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 Let's see. Let's
think about Xandar.
You dumb human names again?
That's my. Ooh, don't do that.
I didn't mean to do that.
You didn't do it on purpose.
That's good to say. It's not my fault. I hit the wall.
There's the Lima double wrap. There's not many for Lima here.
I dug deep.
That one's just stupid. You want to do the Lima double wrap? Or do you want to do another word?
Double wrap.
Double wrap's fine. The Lima double wrap, what do you think it is?
It sounds like something you get ordered on Taco Bell menu, I'm not going to lie.
That could.
Speaking of Taco Bell, after we.
Anything, Amp? Usually pretty good at this.
That one, I have no idea.
Nothing on double wrap. Shane. That's not what it is. It's not. The Lima double wrap.
It's forced.
The Lima double wrap is when someone from Lima, Ohio.
Man, fuck Ohio.
When someone from Lima, Ohio puts a condom on and then covers their dick in hot sauce and then puts another condom over that. That. I just looked over at Amber's reaction there.
What's the purpose of that one?
I'm sorry, hot sauce near a vagina should never.
Yeah, but there's protection over that though.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Does that prevent the condoms from happening?
Oh, it's still gonna happen.
I guess
it might.
That condom would not stay on. The second condom would not stay on.
Oh no, not at all. Would you say prevent what?
Because when you wear two condoms, they say not to wear two condoms because they rub together and just break. Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
That's all I'm here.
That's like a really shitty way to get a girl to have to go to the hospital for having sex.
You think you go to the hospital for hot sauce in there?
Yeah. Oh.
I was just asking.
My mom.
I don't have a vagina.
My mom worked the front desk at an ER.
Sure.
Oh, she's got some stories, man.
I'd love to have her on.
You should. She's got some good ones.
I get Tina on the show.
Fingers cut off.
Oh, man.
Small wooden bowling pins in the asshole.
Why would you put hot sauce on your dick?
I don't know.
I wouldn't.
I know people are into food play, but why hot sauce?
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
That's what dumb people in Ohio.
Bear dick? Bear dick hot sauce?
Who?
Bear dick and hot sauce?
Who's bear dick?
My bear dick. Yeah, I was going to say. I don't care who's dick. It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, if it's not towards the, you know, the front end, it's not so bad, right?
I wouldn't even do it in general.
Okay. No?
Hot sauce is hot sauce. If it gets on your fingers, it starts to tingle.
Not my fingers.
You don't eat hot sauce.
You don't eat hot sauce.
Not really.
Yeah. Drink it.
Nope. Yeah, disgusting. He's got the best hot sauce.
Not his fingers, because he keeps them like this.
Well, yeah,
that's true, because he's scared. He can break his thumbs. Yeah, that's true.
I like Cholula.
Cholula?
Yeah, Cholula's the best. Yeah. Cholula? I make shit that'll kill you.
It's got so many different kinds.
Shane, you like hot sauce?
Nope.
No, of course not. What were you going to say about Taco Bell?
It's one of the healthiest menus now.
What?
Yeah.
When? Who said did that happen?
I saw an article today at work.
Let's see. Taco Bell. Healthiest. Fast food.
How is that a thing?
Let's see. This was from last year.
Because you shit it right out.
Well, that's true.
It's a cleansing diet.
Yeah.
It's like laxative.
It's like a detox.
See?
Oh, Taco Bell's a fucking detox.
I swear I read that today.
Yeah, it might be the healthiest if you just get one of something.
Well, no
but
shit.
Who in the fuck ever goes to Taco Bell and doesn't order 60 things?
Come on, a website. I'm not turning off my ad blocker. Just
I know me and Gage do.
What were you going to say? What were you saying?
The times we used to go to fucking Taco Bell.
Uh-huh.
It's been 30 bucks just on me and you.
Yeah.
Nobody goes and just gets one thing.
No.
You eat in bulk. It's like going to Costco.
Yeah.
Snack peas.
It's an investment.
Yeah.
It's the Costco of fast food.
Pretty much.
This is a statement from their dietitian. You think they're just lying?
Yes.
Probably.
If you said their dietitian, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not reading this whole thing. It's a lot of words. It's very wordy. It doesn't make for a good show.
It's very wordy.
Very wordy.
This is a whole
show. Oh, shit. Did I open up After Effects? Oh, fuck.
Ben & Jerry's is reportedly releasing a bourbon-flavored ice cream.
I'm on that.
Bourbon-flavored?
I love B&J's. It's called
Urban Bourbon.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's good. I put bourbon in my sweet potatoes when I make
burnt caramel
good stuff,
ice cream with almonds, fudge flakes, and bourbon caramel swirls.
Oh, that sounds good. Speaking of Ben & Jerry's, have you tried that beer yet?
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
It's all gone?
There's only one bottle of it.
Oh, yeah, was it?
Only okay. One bottle. You can probably go get more. They probably still have six packs of it up there.
Sounds fantastic. Was it good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Is that better beer?
What was it? I didn't see the flavor.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh, son of a bitch.
It was a chocolate chip cookie dough ale.
Ooh.
So it tasted like a nice, light ale. And then after you swallowed it, you got the aftertaste of chocolate chip cookie dough.
I can handle that.
So it wasn't like overpowered chocolate beer.
I've had the overpowered chocolate beer.
And it's bad.
Damn. Yeah, it's not good.
Well, I mean, I like Duclos. Sweet Baby Jesus stuff.
Yeah.
That was good for you.
Sweet Baby Jesus stuff.
What's going on? We're at 46 minutes. Got some time to kill. Anything?
Waiting on the kid.
You waiting on a kid?
I am.
Yeah.
Amber.
We're all waiting on the kid.
Why is that thing here yet?
I don't know. Tell him.
Shane.
Or no, who? Tell Cole.
The CW? You're
telling the wrong person.
The CW?
How are the levels?
Levels good?
Why are we talking about levels?
These. They're good over here. We're yelling at you a lot, so they might be blowing them out.
Shane, are you scared to be a dad?
Nervous.
Well, those things kind of go hand in hand. I think you'll do well.
Thanks. Just don't break
I
your
think
hands.
You'll be okay.
Well, the car seats are in, so...
Well, that's half
I can
the
transport
battle.
The little fucker.
Jesus! My God,
can
man.
I ask?
Dad of the year.
Right yeah, there. No shit. That was
Shane,
terrible.
Gage? Will you eat the placenta? Oh.
Hell no. Hell no.
Oh, no.
Why?
Like, some people eat...
You want to eat it?
If you get it in tab form, I will.
No.
It's $500 or else I would be
it. You would do it?
I almost was like, yeah,
yeah
shit.
What about the umbilical cord?
No.
I don't think you eat that, man.
You can't?
No.
Yeah.
You get the blood out of it.
Yeah, I was going to say,
yeah. And eat it.
Delayed cord cutting.
But,
what's happening?
You're going to drink the breast milk?
I've heard it's super sweet. It's going to happen. You're going to have sex with her after the kid's born. You're going to find out. I've heard it's sweet. It's not that bad.
Are you trying it?
Am I trying my own breast milk?
Yeah.
It's not really on my list of to-dos.
Is that weird?
It'll happen.
Is that weird?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think it's weird, Amber.
You spent the time making it. If you want to try it, you can try it.
Yeah. We're not going to shame you. Do what you want. It's your kid.
Yeah. I'm waiting. When's the due date again?
The
22nd. 22nd. I think we're
out of town. I was like, what? Are we?
Yeah.
I started flipping through my head.
He's measuring about 8 pounds.
Oh, so you're going to have a kid like I was when I was
take
born.
7 ounces.
I'm excited about this. I'm more excited for your all's kid than I am my sister's.
Why?
Are they still comparing it to fruit in there or something?
Because, yeah, oh man, that app's funny.
He's got to be like a watermelon now.
That's what I was.
Well, the app also says that he's 6.4, and that's a false fucking statement.
I was a 10-pound watermelon. I'm Jesus not ashamed. Christ. Yeah, I was a huge fucking kid.
Your poor mother's.
How much did you weigh when you were born?
She did not have time to get an epidural either.
How much did you weigh when you were born?
Between a Swiss chard and a leek.
A Swiss chard and a leek. Swiss chard gets pretty fucking big.
Isn't a leek a vegetable stick?
Yeah, it is a veggie stick.
It's a giant green onion.
Giant, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the fucking thing in there.
Yeah. See Mario 2. There's a fucking thing in there. Yeah, the whole kid.
I was a 7.
The whole child.
I was tiny as shit.
I was 8.
A little.
Nah, I don't
know. I was a monster. He's got big head
shows.
No, I had a big head, too.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that smashed face a couple days ago. From the ultrasounds.
Does the 3D ultrasound freak you out?
We didn't do 3D one.
No? Because it freaks you out, or does it cost more? Yeah. It's not that important, right? No.
You'll see it eventually. It's true. You can see his face in that one.
Does it look like you or him?
He's got a big nose.
It's right behind you. Look at it.
Well, I'm not a good judge. I can't look at that. It'll look like a map.
Oh, well, that was you dummy.
It's talking to a cat now. Things are changing so quick.
Everything keeps flipping. Oh! Dallas! I saw that. All right. LeBron. I saw...
Back to sports?
Yes, don't we're back to sports.
LeBron juju on the Cowboys.
And that's exactly what I was getting ready to bring up, was the LeBron juju.
He's the new Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, it's looking that way.
I bought a...
Why?
Zeke shirt today.
Yeah, today. Did you?
It came in today.
Is it a jersey?
No, it says eat,
Zeke, eat. A jersey.
Man.
The LeBron thing, I saw it. Who do you support? Hillary? Lost. Who do you support baseball-wise? Indians? Lost. And then it just
came. Who do you support? The Browns.
He never supported.
1-15.
I don't, you know, I feel fucking stupid because now I don't remember what the third one was. Because the last one was Dallas.
With the Indians?
Nah, that was the second one. It was Hillary, then the Indians, and then it was something else. Yeah, yes! It was Ohio State, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a common denominator of two of those.
LeBron.
They're from fucking Ohio.
Yeah, Hillary.
Yeah, LeBron.
Yeah.
Exactly. One's from Columbus and one's from Cleveland.
Right.
Nothing good comes out of fucking Ohio.
Yeah.
Except the can't cough.
I do.
Ah.
Yeah, you shouldn't go to Ohio.
Ah.
Quarantine that zone and get out. I had too much Ohio talk on this show. Lima?
Yeah, I tried, man. I got it out of the States. I said Lima. I tried.
Shit, Zeke played at Ohio State.
It's true.
It all connects now.
Fuck Zeke.
Oh, so you got team to pay.
Fuck Zeke! Did you say fuck Zeke?
You just bought an Eat Zeke shirt.
I was going to say, 3 seconds ago, he bought the shirt. Now it's fuck Zeke.
Fuck Ohio State Zeke. All Why? Pro. All
it's the
pro
same guy.
Ezekiel Elliott.
It's the same guy.
Justin Tucker's all pro.
Justin Tucker does the best interviews in the world, by the way.
Justin Tucker's the only cool dude on your team.
We were talking about that last night. Fuck you.
He's an opera singer.
Yep.
Eric Weddle's cool.
Yeah, Eric Weddle's sweet. The
Tucker,
facial hair.
Everyone else.
Facial hair.
Tucker's ahead of everyone.
Weddle. Beard.
No, Mosley's like a combination of Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. So he just needs to kill someone. And
like, the hair of D'Angelo Williams in October.
Yeah. I'm so ready for that case so he can be better.
I'm waiting for him to stab someone.
Legendary, they say.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. I think Suggs is cool.
Who do you guys want to see win the Super Bowl?
Kansas City.
I don't care what their chances are, just who.
Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Or Oakland. Or Atlanta.
Oakland's not going to do it.
What do you mean?
It's not gonna
you seen
happen.
That quarterback?
It's not going to fucking happen.
The
rookie from Michigan State.
Yeah,
I'm with Gage. I'm with that split in half.
I would love to see a Cowboys Chiefs Super Bowl.
I would too.
They call it the CC.
I love the Chiefs.
Cause you know where the Chiefs used to play?
Dallas.
I thought that was you for a second. I heard that noise. I thought it was you. Nope, it's Cat. Close enough though.
Me.
Anything else, guys? We're at 53 minutes. 4-4.
I'm finally excited for football playoffs.
You haven't met? What?
I'm not at all, really.
Because I really think they haven't. I mean, I keep telling people work, they're not going to do it. They got shot.
Who, the Cowboys?
They've been the best team in the league all year.
Right.
What's going to change? Atlanta? Hold the ball for 40 minutes. Can't score if the offense.
Everyone's going to make a rookies in postseason argument. You know they're going to. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, right. But I'm saying they're going to make that argument.
The crowds that Dak and Zeke are going to play in front of are smaller than some of the crowds they played in front of in fucking college.
True. But
Michigan State, still Michigan, a different level. Ohio State rivalry is bigger than that first playoff game will be.
Sure, but I mean, you can factor in the crowd size, but that doesn't really factor in the talent.
No.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't factor in the guys. It doesn't factor in the money. It doesn't factor in all of it.
Keep doing what they've done all year, they'll be fine.
Okay.
Hand the ball off. Don't turn the ball over. Don't put the defense in bad spots.
Hey, I'm excited for you. So, let's do it. I'll get one. So you can stop talking about how you don't have one.
You have five. Fuck you.
Oh, my God. Please don't be that guy.
Pittsburgh brings up they have six.
I hate that.
Who do we talk to from Pittsburgh?
No one, because fuck you.
Yeah. You're listening. I know you are.
And fuck you.
All of Pittsburgh.
Your town smells like shit.
That's what I've heard. I've never been.
I have.
Don't.
Yeah?
Don't.
Did you?
Yeah, it's not good.
Shitty?
It's
we went to
bad.
Don't go.
It's not good.
We went to Royal Rumble up there.
Yeah, them. Detroit's bad, too.
I could have told you that. Not from down here, Detroit's bad.
Detroit?
We're going to get that RoboCop statue. I'll fix it.
They're getting the...
Did they do that yet?
Yes.
The Ford Motor Company thing up there, too.
Oh, this just popped in my head. You think Jay Cutler stays with Chicago?
No.
Where's he go? Anywhere?
Home.
Just home?
New York. I was listening to the Jets.
Yeah. I don't know why I just thought about that, but... Jay spit Cutty. That out. I know. Well, Jay Cutler.
Reignite Brandon Marshall.
For the third time.
So they're just moving the old Bears to New York.
Yeah. Old Bears? They're moving the old Broncos to New York.
Also true.
Yeah, well, right.
Marshall's been on four teams. Cutler's only been on three.
Also, Forte's up there.
Yeah, Forte'd be there. So they'd have the Bears connection, Denver.
Yeah. See? Yeah. Send him home.
Where'd Decker play before he went to Denver? Damn. Broncos East.
Send him all.
Not nearly as good.
Poor Jay Cutty.
Long face so, Cutty.
End on this. Is Romo a Denver Bronco starting next season? Yes or no?
I mean, I haven't seen anything that would make me think that yet, though.
Simeon sucks. They're not ready to turn the keys over to Lynch. And Romo makes a lot of money.
But why him?
Who on the market's better?
True.
Kirk Cousins.
I agree. But you have a defense ready that could win multiple Super Bowls before you guys start paying all of them a lot of money.
They already paid Von Miller.
Right. There's going to be a lot more guys that want money.
Just saying.
Aqib Talib.
Does he start? Now
Brandon Marshall.
Y'all didn't does he still play for them? Question.
What did you say? Tony Romo?
Does Romo start next season?
It's easier to say no than yes right now, but typically this is how it works, where you hear a bunch of people talking like, oh, that's probably the possibility. That's probably what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. And it just happens just because enough people say it's going to happen that both people are like, yeah, that's fine. So I say yes.
Okay.
I honestly didn't hear the question. I had a text message and I was typing my response.
Tony Romo in Denver next year or not?
That's a high fucking possibility.
Okay.
No.
See, I haven't heard anything. I haven't seen anything about it. Don't restructure his deal and he'll
stay in Dallas.
I don't. Why would they let him go?
Because Mark Sanchez is the future.
Mark.
No.
Right? It's still 2000, whatever.
Shut up.
Let butt fumble go do something else. The poor guy.
Because they're going to feel loyalty to Tony. He wants to play and let him play somewhere else.
He's a cowboy, he's Kid Rock.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to let him go.
They shouldn't.
No, I don't think they will.
Dak can get hurt at any point.
Yeah. And I'd rather have Romo back there than butt fumble.
Yeah. Sanchez is gone no matter what because Kellen Moore will be back next year.
Yeah, Kellen Moore back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Old Boise State.
Hey.
Just think, if he doesn't break his leg, Dak never starts. Because it'd been Kellen Moore starting, not Dak.
You have a lot of things to be thankful for Romo. Write
Thank
that man
you for
a letter.
Whoever broke Kellen Moore's leg. Thank you.
Anything else? Make sure you're listening to us at Torcast.live.
Hey, you got it right this time.
Or on iTunes. Or on Stitcher.
Skechers?
Or on Google Play. Hey. We're at Torcast on all of them. Look for the Big Red logo. We're not the Spanish one. I don't know what they
do. You speak English, not Espanol.
I don't. I've never listened to their show, but thanks for retweeting me. Spanish listeners. Yeah, I don't get it. Also, facebook.com/Torcast. Twitter at Torcast. YouTube, Torcast. Check out the horse video. It sounds
weird. Yes, my God, do it.
It sounds weird that I say we have a horse video.
But we do.
We have a horse video.
And it's good.
It's worth watching. We'll have more videos hopefully soon. For everyone at the Torcast, let's have a good 2017. Bye, everybody.
Later.
See ya.
See ya.